In a world of conflicting values, where questions are more common than answers, God's Word provides everything we need to live a God-centered, truth-driven life. Join us now for the Word for Life, brought to you by Brookside Baptist Church and hosted by Pastor Greg Huffman, as he shares the truth for the day.
Good morning and welcome back to the Word for Life radio ministry. We've been talking about how not to choose a friend. Last time we were together, we were discussing the aspects of choosing friends, what kind of characteristics to look forward to, and know what's positive, what's negative, learning how to stand alone, and learning how to discern proper friendships. See, the Bible describes a wise man as someone who has wisdom in Scripture. And it's not just talking about his intelligence. It's talking about learning by training and experience how to speak and how to respond and when to be quiet. The wise man. And this wisdom has to be built on the foundation of what he thinks of Jesus Christ. Wisdom is revealed by his attitude toward Christ and everything that the Lord taught. Now, here's the test of wisdom. Does a person have a teachable spirit with God's truth? You find a lot of people that may be very popular. They may speak a lot. They might even be respected. But the question is, do they have a teachable spirit? If I ever reach the point that I cease to have a teachable spirit, then I will cease to have wisdom. You see, a teachable spirit helps me to always be open to anyone that God may want to send my way to help me to understand truth. See, discernment won't give us a judgmental, critical spirit in our relationships, but it'll guard us from wrong friendships. It'll help us to know when to be quiet and when to walk away. Now, when we consider wrong friends, we understand that people are not morally neutral. Well, they'll either influence you for good or for evil. And that's why it's so vitally important that we consider what kind of friends we choose. Go back to Proverbs 13 and verse 20. See, King Joash revealed that there was a crack in his character that would only be revealed when his counselor died. See, wise men will expose sin rather than identify with it. Ephesians 5:11. The Bible tells us in the book of Ephesians that we are to have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. That's interesting. Rather reprove the unfruitful works of darkness. Sounds to me like we are told to tell on somebody when they're involved in sin. Now, when we had Christian schools connected with our churches, we had a lot of teenagers that would say, well, we shouldn't be tattling on anybody. Well, what does the verse mean? Rather reprove them. It simply means go talk to them about it. So that's Proverbs 13, verse 20. Now, you remember Proverbs 1:10. My son, if sinners entice thee, don't give in, don't consent. The word entice is from the verb to be naive or to be open. In other words, to be open to new experiences or new values. You may have been taught biblical values by your parents or by your pastor or youth pastor or children's pastor. But temptation comes along and people will say, well, just consider this. Now, why don't you try this? Now, I want you to understand, as we were looking at first chapter of Proverbs, that the first step for the one who steps into sin is the one that is enticed. In fact, we see in verse 11, if they say, come with us, let us lay wait for blood, let us lurk privately for the innocent without cause. The first step toward giving in is involvement, just involvement. And so many times we give into that because we want to be included. We want to be accepted. And that's exciting to the naive. But that's the word that describes a simple fool. Because once we become involved with wrong friends, then verses 11 to 13 of Proverbs 1 talk about our inducement, how we are induced into their worldly philosophy. We're constantly bombarded by their propaganda. It may be exciting and beautiful, and we begin to view sin from the world's viewpoint. You know, the world doesn't consider sin to be something to run from. They consider it something to laugh at or laugh with. So, its involvement, its inducement, and then in verse 14, its entanglement. Entanglement. And that describes those that are living in sin. See, after all of their involvement and all their excitement, then they become entangled in sin. Verses 16 to 19 describe all the difficult things that will happen to them. It's kind of like the effect of allergy shots. You become immune to that which you used to be allergic to. And that's exactly what's happened. They become immune to the effects of sin until it's too late. And then the last step is enslavement. And that's in verse number 19. So are the ways of everyone that is greedy of gain, which taketh away the life of the owners thereof. Enslavement. So, involvement, inducement, entanglement, enslavement. Now, when you first become involved with wrong friends, you don't see a danger. You don't see the end result. You don't see the enslavement. You don't see the entanglement. But God's Word tells you it's there. And so consequently, we need to learn to say no. To say no. To simply say, I'm sorry, but that's not something that I'm going to be involved in. Now, enticement must be met with conviction. There must be a sense of conviction about right and wrong. Deuteronomy chapter 11 addresses this. Listen to verse number 16. Take heed to yourselves, that your heart be not deceived, and you turn aside, and serve other gods, and worship them. Verse 17, and then the Lord's wrath be kindled against you, and he shut up the heaven, and there be no rain, and the land yield not her fruit, and lest you perish quickly from off the good land which the Lord giveth you. Therefore shall you lay up these my words in your heart and in your soul, bind them for a sign upon your hand, that they may be as frontlets between your eyes. They're always there. You always are aware of God's Word. And so, we have to let God's Word control us. Proverbs 11:22. For if you shall diligently keep all these commandments which I command you to do them, to love the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, and to cleave unto him. Cleave unto him. So when these enticements come your way, immediately run to God. Immediately become firm in your convictions. What do I believe? What have I studied from God's Word? Where will this enticement lead me? Secondly, convictions must be expressed firmly and graciously. Firmly and graciously. If sinners entice thee, the last part of verse 10, consent thou not. Share your convictions firmly and graciously. Somebody put it this way, never put off the decision to say no. Never put off the decision to say no, because the longer you're quiet and refuse to say no, the more enticed you're going to become. You remember Daniel, when he was offered the food that was offered to the king's idols? He didn't claim to be allergic to certain foods, but rather he told Ashpenaz of his religious convictions. That's how you and I take a stand. When we are enticed, we have to firmly express our convictions. Then thirdly, there are certain friendships that should be avoided and not even attempted. Avoided and not even attempted. See, it's vitally important that we follow God's Word. Proverbs 1:15, my son, walk not in the way with them. Refrain thy foot from their path. In other words, don't even spend time with them. Don't say, well, I just kind of want to be with them. I want to hang out with them. chapter 4 and verse 14 of Proverbs says, "Enter not into the path of the wicked. Go not in the way of evil men. Avoid it. Pass not by it. Turn from it and pass away." I mean, how many ways can Solomon say it? In other words, run for your life. Run for your life. Because there are some friendships that should be simply avoided. Don't even try to fit in with them. Somebody put it this way. It's better to have no friends than to have the wrong friends. You remember Psalm chapter 1? Psalm chapter 1? Where both Psalms and Proverbs begin with a warning about wrong friends. Isn't that interesting? Both Psalms and Proverbs begin with a warning about wrong friends. How vitally important it must be that we then understand God's word is clear. Psalm 1, "Blessed is a man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful." You see that? Walk, stand, sit. You see the progression? I'm just hanging out. I'm just walking with them. And then pretty soon you stand and you listen. And then after a while you sit and you're spending all your time with them. That's the progression. It's better to have no friends than to have the wrong friends. Now, we have to constantly be on guard of the wrong friends. We have to constantly be on guard and know that God's word tells us there are some type of people that we should run from. Proverbs chapter 20 and verse 19. "He that goeth about as a talebearer revealeth secrets. Therefore meddle not with him that flattereth with his lips." See, a slanderer who talks about others whom he has just visited will talk about you with the next people that he visits. The gossip. One big tongue. And all he or she does when entering your home is just drawing gossip out and putting it in and causing you to become infected with that gossip. And what is his method of getting that information? Well, the Bible very clearly says, "Therefore meddle not with him that flattereth with his lips." Flattery. You know, when they say, "Oh, you're so smart, you're so attractive, my, what wisdom and influence you have," you know, and your head just starts to bloat up. Don't you understand that you're being set up to be destroyed? See, this type of person has too little to keep his hands busy, so he sets his tongue to work instead. The Bible tells us in Proverbs 25:23 that a sharp rebuke is what he is needed. A sharp rebuke. And as we consider then the importance of making that sharp rebuke, then we will be protected from the gossip that loves to destroy. Until the next time, may the Lord bless you in a fantastic way.
We hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. If you would like a copy of today's program, have a question we can answer, please contact us at The Word for Life, 4470 North Pilgrim Road, Brookfield, Wisconsin, 53005. For more info about The Word for Life, to make a donation to help us continue this broadcast, as well as other resources for your Christian walk, visit us at www.thewordforlife.org. Thanks for listening today. Tune in again next time as we bring the Word of God to your life.